with St. Eben head football coach Matt Dillon. Coach, the schedule for you guys for 2020 has come out, and my question is, what's your thoughts, your overall thoughts on the schedule for this season?
Well, I'm really pleased, Rob. We got, you know, for our nine, obviously when they put the districts together a month or so ago, you know, you kind of knew who you're playing in the district, but you had no idea in terms of the your non-district games. And, you know, the way they have it set up, your first four games of the season are your non-district, your last five games of the season are your district games. So, you know, those first four can be pretty crucial as far as, you know, setting the tone. So when you look at us a year ago, and then now you look at us this coming year, two of our four non-districts from last year, this past season, are now district games. One of them that we played a year ago, Panorama, was an 8-1 football team and really, really good football team that almost not had a huge upset early in the playoffs in Class 1A. And then the fourth one was Eagle Grove. And you know, that's a pretty close rivalry for us. You know, short drive for either school, whoever's the away team. And it's been a pretty good rivalry, I think, throughout the year. So, fortunately, we were able to keep that game, and that's who we opened with. Week two was of the four, was really the one that I wasn't sure about. But I was, you know, we had another school in that slot, but we ended up with Clarion and Goldfield Dalles, and that's fine. I mean, they're a 1A school, probably one of the biggest 1A schools. They dropped down from 2A to 1A this coming year, but they're either the biggest or the second biggest 1A schools in the state. But again, they struggled a year ago. Their only win was against Eagle Grove. And then we picked up two newbies, two that I was hoping we could get, because they also were both 1A schools a year ago that have now dropped down to Class A. Ogden, who had one of the leading quarterbacks in the state in Class 1A, and he's graduated, so that's a good thing for us. They had a couple of really good receivers also that were in the tops of the state in Class 1A, and those are now graduating. Those all pointed in our direction favorably. And then the fourth non-district game is Madrid, a team historically under Coach Randy Hinkle was a perpetual dome-type team. I mean, Coach Hinkle unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and I believe his son is now running the program. But they've had their struggles recently. Last year, they had one win that was against Eagle Grove. So I like the way our schedule starts out in terms of who we have in those opening four, and then we open district play with North Union, who we had a tremendously exciting. In fact, both years that I've been here, really exciting football games came right down to the wire. On both of them. Last year we scored in the final minute to win the game, and 18-14, I think, was the final score. So that gives us hopefully a chance to have a great start, and then we jump into the meat grinder a little bit. You know, you got West Hancock, who's going to be the defending state champion, is our second district game. You know, our arch rival, Manson Northwest Webster, will be our third district game, and then we finish up with Alta Aurelia I'm losing my mind here. Oh, Bishop Garrigan in week nine. So it's a great way to close the season. You know, and again, all those final five games are our district games. So those are the ones that really are going to make the difference in whether we're a playoff team or not. And, you know, hopefully our guys can rise to the challenge. When I saw that today, I was really excited about how that came out for us.
Safe to say that your schedule is backloaded?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's safe to say for sure. Especially, you know, the district is loaded. You know, Alto Aurelia had some internal issues last year that I think cost them the district championship last year. The year before, they had won the district and had nearly gone to the dome. Lost in a 1-point game, I think, to AHSTW over there at Avoca, and that was a tough loss for them. But they were loaded. They were pretty much senior dominated last year in terms of their personnel. So we'll see how that transpires and how they come along. The beauty for us is this will be our biggest senior class since I've been here. We could have anywhere, depending on a couple of guys, whether they decide to come out or not, anywhere between 12 and 14 seniors this coming year. We got a nice junior class to go with them, another 10 or 11 guys in that class. So we've got five quality freshmen, current freshmen that'll be sophomores next year. Four of those people got varsity time last year. So we're gonna have a pretty good idea what kind of football team we have. But that really gives you like a varsity roster of the guys that you can count on playing of anywhere between 25 and 30 guys. And that's by far more than we've had since I've been here. So looking forward to the challenge. This should be a great group of guys for us. And I think the schedule sets up nicely for us. Now we got to come out and execute and keep a few of our key guys from getting hurt. If we can do that, we're going to be right in the mix.
Coach, are your expectations now higher than they were probably going in now that you've actually seen the schedule? And if you guys don't eclipse what you did last year in terms of win total, is that a disappointment?
Well, I think it certainly would be a disappointment. My expectations, as I look at our returning players, I look at all the factors that you look into going into this coming season. My expectations were high when we finished the season back in early November. I just felt like this is going to be our best opportunity. We've got speed all over the field. We've got some excellent skill players. And the question is going to be, do we have enough quality linemen to match up with those skill kids? We lose a great one in Nick Lawler, who's on his way to Iowa State. We lose Ethan Lerson, who was a tight end, defensive end for us. We lose Bennett McCarville, first year varsity football player last year that played offensive tackle for us. So those guys, and Bryce Anderson, who was a 2 or 3 year starter in the offensive line. So, you know, those guys are going to be tough to replace, but we feel like we got some good ones behind them. And I just can't wait to get started. We need to get this coronavirus stuff out of here and let's go.
Yeah, since we've had a cut short spring season and kind of cut short basketball season, I think we should have double football season starting July.
I'm all in on that. Yes, sir.
Coach Matt Dillon has been my guest here. Coach, is always good to catch up with you, my man. I kind of got used to talking to you on a weekly basis.
I know. I miss you, man. I'd be driving down the road on Saturday morning during basketball season, and I'd have to tune into the show to see what we had going on. That was good. That was good.
Right on. Thank you, Coach Matt Dillon. Appreciate the time.
You bet, Rob. Thank you.